Hello.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing? It's Donna DeMayo here in Melbourne at 3AW. How's your day going?
Going very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm really well. Thanks for your time. I've just been given an extra 2 minutes, so I'm quite buzzy. It's a bonus. I'll get straight into it, though, because, okay, we're going to talk about a movie about a man and a whale, right? So there's definitely going to be some very strong themes. Tell us, what are these themes and how do you think they relate to a modern world? This is a movie set in the 1820s, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's you know, a piece of history, and the film was a true telling and true events that inspired Herman Melville to write Moby Dick. So it's a story we know. It's a tale of epic adventure and man versus nature, and it's about survival. But it was set on a, you know, with the technology available, a far more visually stunning and epic sort of a scale. But I love the, you know, the philosophical sort of questions that these characters are forced to ask. You know, the whale begins as the villain and kind of ends as the hero. And there's a great lesson there from nature within the film, you know, that you can walk away from.
I'm going to say that, you know, as far as genre goes, you know, we've got you in Ghostbusters and we've got you in the Heart of the Sea. I mean, they could not be further apart.
Yeah.
But how important is it for you, obviously, to showcase how versatile you are as an actor?
Look, it's more for my own personal interest, you know. I mean, I love doing Thor, but I did want to do something different. I did this film, which was this sort of, you know, more drama-based. But then do a comedy as well was something I hadn't done and wanted to explore. And I think it's, you know, rather than crafting a specific set of films to navigate the particular film career, it's more about, well, what's going to spark my interest and hold my interest. And that's when you're able to invest more of yourself in it, as if it does come from a place of, you know, passion as opposed to, you know, a business move, so to speak.
Do you feel like you still have to prove yourself, or you're feeling pretty good about how things are going?
Oh, no, of course. There's always things that, you know, one actor gets sent and then someone else won't, or, you know, that's always the case. And even so, more so to myself, even, of going, okay, well, could I pull that off? Or, you know, you see a performance you admire and you think, God, that was good. I wonder how I would have fared in that situation and you know.
Absolutely. Now, I know that you've embraced social media, i.e. Instagram, lately. I just have to ask, this is my chance to ask, why? Why did you take so long and what do you think of it now? And, you know, you're still loving it?
I'm still on the fence about all of it, to be honest. I think there's a part of me that is, you know, certainly well aware of this is the world we live in and, you know, you pour your heart and soul into a film and you want people to, you know, you want people to be able to see it. So you want to give it exposure, and if it means via social media, then okay, that's one way of doing it. And whether that's even proven to have an effect, who knows? It's such new territory, and I think yeah, there's still days where I'm sort of split on how I feel about it all, you know. So you know, I think that's sort of my honest answer, and for a long time, I think because of that, you know, hesitation, I didn't get involved, and nor could I be bothered. But the idea would be to sort of do it more around, you know, when you're promoting a film and you've got something to say, or, you know, doing work with my charity, the Australian Childhood Foundation, it's a good opportunity to put a spotlight on it and, you know, the subject of child abuse and prevention. And so there are, I think, great ways to do it, and there's certainly, you know, ways to, you know, trappings of overexposure and so on as well, which you've got to be mindful of.
Now, do you still get asked how you conquered Hollywood? I mean, because you have accomplished so much. I mean, what are you saying to the young'uns? Are they still coming up to you and going, you know, what do I do?
I by no means think I've conquered it, but I certainly, you know, look, I'm aware that I've been really fortunate and had some success, but also well aware of, you know, the way it can all end tomorrow, you know, and what's, you know, in the spotlight 1 minute can change the next. So I just say to people that, you know, as long as it is about the work and it's not about something sort of superficial and you know, ego or fame and so on, if you do truly love it, which you've got to, because there's enough no's and doors being slammed in your face to make you feel otherwise, then just go for it and keep learning and stay open and humble and
Yeah. How do you cope with the rejection? And you know, I'm sure that you've had those doors closed as well.
Oh, many times, yeah. Look, it always sort of stinks, you know, whether you see something that's a bad review or whether a director doesn't want to meet you because it's, he wants someone else and so on. I think you can't exist without that unless you're completely void of ego, which is, you know, we'd all love to be, but aren't. And you keep prioritising of reminding myself of what's important and what really matters, you know. And also kind of, I don't know, I remembered auditioning and getting nervous about it and, you know, nervous about not getting the job, but always thinking, okay, well, what is it you truly love about this? You love acting. Let's concentrate on that as opposed to the outcome of, you know, being told yes or no.
Absolutely. And I will end with a question about In the Heart of the Sea, because I want to know, what are you most proud of in regard to this film? I mean, once you make a movie, it's there for everyone to see. What are you proud of?
You know, to do something, I might have sort of said this before, but the goal was to take something, a story that people are familiar with, but do something completely different, show it in a completely different way, have it be epic and visually stunning, but just full of heart, you know, and there to be relatable characters there and have people walk away asking themselves important questions. That was always the goal from the beginning, and I feel proud that I think we did achieve that, and the feedback we've gotten so far has been hugely positive, which is really encouraging, and I'm happy about. That's what makes him so special.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.